Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, we got into a big discussion about whether or not this this guy is worth putting your time into if you're a lady, if you want to get married or have an adult relationship with. You can hear our opinions of it and then make your own opinion with today's In Case You Missed It replay from the last show. Here you go.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
It's a little bit hard to understand, one, because she's screaming, and another, because she's cussing, has to be edited, and then another is because the video is being taken kind of at a distance from a bystander. But it's a guy and a woman in the street yelling at each other, and then, don't worry, we'll tell you what she's saying to make sure you know what it is after you hear it. You need to fix your car, and you're worried about Pokemon cards. So his car needs to be repaired, and instead of using money to repair his car as an adult, he spent that money on Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
It's an investment, guys. It's an investment.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, Lindsay, let's say that that's your boyfriend. Y'all been talking about getting married. Mm-hmm. And this, it comes to this, and you find out what's going on here. Do you call off the wedding? Do you say, I'm not in a serious relationship with you anymore?
100%. Because I'm just embarrassed listening to this, and I don't even know him. It's bad.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be dating him to begin with, because he's into Pokemon. But I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would let it. Yeah, no chance. You can't be an adult. We can't have kids. You are a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, what if he were secretly into Pokemon cards and he had hidden it from you all this time? Like, y'all been dating for a year. You love him. Y'all been talking about getting married someday. And then you accidentally walk in and you're cleaning one day and you find his Pokemon collection, his Pokemon card collection.
It's almost worse than keeping, like, if you smoke a secret, like, it's almost that bad, you know. I'm not joking.
That's a good comparison. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I find cigarettes, it's almost better.
I'm just because it is bad enough that he knows that he needs to hide it from you. It's an addiction kind of thing that he's ashamed of.
Yeah,
and doesn't want you to know. And then he hid it from you, so it's the dishonesty of it,
right?
And the fact that it's a child's trading card game.
But I more so even understand that he's hiding it because it's embarrassing for an adult to like Pokemon, but that's an issue.
Well, I mean, if the adult's not trying to have adult relationships and try to get somebody to marry him and start a family and all that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's not that embarrassing.
I mean,
I'm trying to help. Well, you're sitting right beside Rob. You're insulting him. I'm trying to make that not. Well, wouldn't you say, Lindsay, that it's not as bad if somebody's not?
Oh, yeah. He has a Pokemon trading card game on his phone. Oh, I'm so sad for you, Rob.
It's not real cards. I don't put money into it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just trading them for funsies.
Yeah, I pay $0.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I love those memes now that you've been seeing the last couple weeks, like where it says, once it hits 5 o'clock now, and this is me, and it's like doing their nighttime routine. You know, because when the sun goes down early, women especially are just like, you can count me out. If it's dark after 5 p.m., I'm not going out.
Yeah.
I don't care. I kind of agree.
I agree.
I don't like doing that either. But, you know, I'm also not the kind of person that wants to, quote, get everything out on the table.
Right.
That will never be me.
Me either.
We need to get it all out on the table. No, we don't. Especially if it's like not a person in your family or a friend, if they're just a casual acquaintance or a coworker, what's the point of like, we need to settle this, get it, like have a big summit over some problem.
Yeah.
Just keep going. There's no reason to do that.
Right.
I don't like all that.
Yeah. Are you a confrontational person, Lindsay?
No.
Not really.
No. And I also don't feel like I have to justify it to just, because a lot of times it's just your followers.
Yeah.
That
you can just cut the tie and just be done with it. Like, yeah. It doesn't require a big sit down.
No.
Like in The Godfather.
But if somebody posts one, I'm like,
yeah, oh,
watching
sure.
it like, what's going to happen next? Go get her, girl. Yeah.
A little natural curiosity to see how the drama plays out.
Yeah,
I get that too.
Yeah.
So what, you're not the kind of person that blanks. I'm not the kind of person who blanks. At TJ Riggin Show, we've got a ton of answers, but Tyler said, I'm not the kind of person that'll skip a morning bathroom routine before I have to do anything else. Like, it has to happen. Well, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What kind of person are you not, TJ? You're not the kind of person that will what?
I'm not the kind of person that will do something just to see what all of the rave, the craze is about.
Yeah. You know?
It can be something that everybody's doing, and if I look at it and I think, I don't like that. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
I won't go give it a chance just because everybody else is doing it.
You're not a follower in that sense.
No. Mm-hmm.
I'm totally a follower. I will try it. Well, depends on what it is, I guess, but I will try something if somebody says it's great.
Yeah.
Valor says, I'm not the kind of person that loves picking out gifts. I'm terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't often hear women say that.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person that answers the door if you don't call or text me first. That's crazy. We've gotten to the point where I refuse to answer the door is now commonplace.
Yeah.
And I think that's crazy.
I've been that way my whole life.
You won't answer the
door? Yeah, I'm not big on answering the door.
For safety reasons or?
No, just because I don't like chit chat.
Yeah.
Because it could be somebody on the other side of the door that needs something from me.
True. Yeah.
And I don't mean like something. You know, they're in dire need and it's an emergency. I mean, they're going to be selling magazines or something like that.
Yeah. I'm asking for a cup of sugar.
Well, if I know who it is, I'll answer it.
Yeah.
But if I don't know who it is and they're just there and I don't have any reason to have a stranger knocking on my door, then I'll be like,
Mr. Richard, we want to sell you some magazines.
Yeah.
That was the example. There's a person named Beeford. Who said, I'm not the kind of person that sugarcoats nothing. I said, Beeford, that makes sense. I said, I like that, Beeford.
That name makes sense with that.
I dig it. I'm not the kind of person that eats hummus. I'm not the kind of person that would accept an invitation to a Diddy party. I mean, a lot of great answers to that TJ Riggins Show.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So on TJ and Jody's House podcast this week, my wife Jody and I are talking about getting things together for the big Thanksgiving feast. You know, we act like we have 200 people coming over every year for Thanksgiving, but it's really, there'll be 6 people there. And we were talking about things that we could strike from the list, you know, and I've been jockeying for a long time to get turkey taken off the list. Well, now my wife, I figured out yesterday, this is a surprise. Anything that she is for taking off the list is something that she specifically doesn't care that much for, no matter what anybody else likes. Because to me, if one person of those 6 likes it, then it stays on the list, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't feel the same way.
What is it that she?
Well, one of the things is I've been doing that. It's like a corn casserole that everybody on the internet still posts videos of, acting like it's their recipe or like it's some kind of new recipe they're giving people.
Mm-hmm.
It uses, you know, Jiffy cornbread mix and the whole thing.
It's good.
Been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Jody said, we can do without that. I said, but I think. I think the kids like it.
Yeah.
Say, well, I mean, I don't think so. You may want to ask them.
Because she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Strike I do it. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's simple, but it's good.
She goes, it's just so unnecessary. And I said, well, this year, you know, if we got rid of that, I would replace it with a crab meat dressing.
Ooh.
You know, like a little Cajun flair crab meat dressing.
Okay.
She goes, that's too much trouble. That's too much. No. So we end up arguing over whether I'm doing too much.
Yeah, she does that a lot with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the one in charge, she's like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's
like, well, and then I kind of get it because at the end of it, when it's over and the dinner lasted, 15 minutes and it's done, then I think, why did I go through all of that? I'm not doing it next year.
Yeah.
I'll start that stuff and then she'll be like, so that's why she'll, I don't want to hear it. Just don't do it or stop adding things, making it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's true. Yeah.
In there with that little mallet cracking open crab leg.
That sounds so good, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
You use lump crab meat in it.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah. So, yeah, I could easily replace that corn thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the crab meat dressing thing is a little bit more involved than that little simple corn casserole.
Yeah.
Corn pudding, they call it.
Corn pudding, yeah.
Corn pudding.
So, I don't know. I may just not do any of it.
Just say forget it.
Because she was telling me about, I don't want to give everything away that's on the podcast today. You can go watch it yourself. But she was telling me about some great recipes she's seen of people doing turkey in the crock pot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
no.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
I am.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Anything easy, I'm here for. I know that's shocking.
Yeah, I don't know about crock pot turkey.
Oh, I'm not sold on that.
We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, a message from the experts as to why people decorate for Christmas way early. Why you decorate for Christmas way, way early. The mental health professionals have spoken, and I don't know if you're going to like what they say. We'll get to it in a little bit.
Well, right now, the top trending topic is Spirit Airlines. They filed for bankruptcy yesterday.
Canceled all of my flights for the rest of the year.
They made a joke about it.
I was arming up, with body armor and the whole thing, getting ready for a fight.
They were making a lot of jokes about, they say, it's kind of the butt of the joke, Spirit Airlines, but they provided a low-cost airline ticket for a lot of people. So it is remarkable that they are the ones that would file bankruptcy. I thought it would have been another airline before them. Because no one's doing what they're doing.
Right.
Didn't they say they haven't shown a profit since 2019?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
2019?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not really sustainable. I think
that's what they said, yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, so Spirit Airlines trending this morning. Today's National Monopoly Day, and they encourage you to go play Monopoly.
Oh, my God. Who's got time for that?
Who's got time for it? Is there a worse game?
It's 18 hours, at least.
There isn't a worse game, I don't think, because not only does it take forever, but it's not even fun.
No, I don't like
it. It's not like Candyland or something. I don't know.
During COVID, I was pregnant, and me and my husband would play it, and I swear one game went on for 3 days. I finally said, just forget it. Just forget it.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, this is so stupid.
And doesn't he have an advantage, though, because isn't he working finance?
Yeah. Well, he did it. Yeah.
He was probably the banker.
Yeah. That's why, the banker.
That's why it lasted so long, because he was cheating you.
Right.
You didn't know it.
Right. Well, I think he kept giving me more money, like, just just keep this going.
So just like real life.
Right. Exactly.
And then congratulations to the Montclair State University athletics team. The women's basketball team has a golden retriever that is now part of the staff. They call it a wellness official. He's actually found on the website. His name's Charlie. He's a 2-year-old golden retriever listed as part of the coaching staff support squad. They called him the positivity coach. Get it? P-A-W, positivity. They said he's going to help the team with mental health and just be there as a supportive golden retriever.
Okay.
I mean, I love this, but I know what you're going to say.
I mean, but why not just have a dog?
Right.
If you're gonna bring a dog into a situation where dogs really aren't normally, a part of it, then just have it.
Right.
Why do you have to put it, and I'm telling you, because people who go overboard and do this kind of thing with dogs are doing it for their own attention, to get attention to themselves.
Oh, they want attention. They want the press. Oh, it's good for the, I guess it's good for the university.
Like, just call it a pet.
Are they undefeated?
I don't know. No, I don't believe so.
Because I would think some of this effort, if they're not undefeated with perfect, you know, record, they need to be working on playing sports.
Right.
Coaching it up.
Focus well, actually, your energies.
No, they said this is the hottest start they've had since 2016, and they have won their first three games. So they are undefeated, it looks like. I was wrong about that. So.
And it's because of the dog. They're winning positivity. Yeah,
exactly. One woman in China is lucky to be alive. I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So just thought this was a crazy story. I'll tell it really quickly. 90-year-old woman in China had her house demolished. She's moving to an assisted living community, and her house was in disrepair, so they demolished it. Mm-hmm. And they did find one weird thing. They said, what is this? She was like, oh, that's my hammer that I use to open. I use it for everything. I've been using it for decades to hammer things into the wall, to open nuts, crack open seafood. Here's a picture of the hammer that she actually found behind her house in the yard. And it turns out it wasn't a hammer at all. It was a hand grenade from World War II.
Yeah, Chinese one. It doesn't look like our hand grenades.
It's a German one.
Oh, German.
They called it a steel hand grenade. It's got a handle on it, and when they found it, it had dings all over the metal, and the handle, she had used it so much that it became smooth and glossy. She was using it on everything, and by luck, it never exploded and killed her. I mean, a hand grenade as a hammer.
Was it still live? I mean, did they explode it?
I don't know, but I had to watch a video of how they use these things. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, so she's just sitting around the house banging crab legs open and pistachios.
It sounds super sanitary to just use it for everything, like crab legs and the wall.
And she also found it in her yard and decided to start using it.
It's China, though. So.
Yeah, they can take what they can get over there, bless their hearts.
Maybe. you're not as handy as you would like to be, or you're not as handy as Jody would like you to be, TJ?
Both.
Oh, really? It is both?
I'd like to be able to do a little more than I can do, and she would like for me to be able to do as much as a professional contractor can do.
Of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of understand that. Why wouldn't you want
somebody but anything less, though, is being a failure.
That's not good. You
know? Right.
Yeah.
That's not good. But you did just rehang your towel rack in the bathroom, in the guest bathroom the other day.
Yeah, and I fixed the plumbing problem we had.
Oh. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was on this week's podcast. There was a plumbing problem, and I fixed it.
Yeah.
Good job.
That could have been expensive.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet.
Well, I technically fixed it because her brother-in-law, Chuck, told me what to do for a quick fix.
But you did it.
And I did it, and it worked. So
still did it. That's the bottom line.
That's the thing.
The man did it.
I'm a journeyman.
Is Kyle handy, Lindsay?
No.
Oh, he's not?
No. I will say straight up right now, no. He's not, and it drives me a little crazy.
Well, I think it's probably for the same reasons.
What?
Is that my brother and my dad are both very handy. And when I was growing up, I was into sports nonstop. And anytime I tried to do something, to learn how to do something or build something or whatever, they would take it away from me and say, you need to go practice. So I bet Kyle was probably the same way.
I'm sure.
You know, because the only difference between the two of us is he made it to the major leagues, and and I tried out for a JUCO.
It's almost the same thing.
Like, yeah, yeah, it's similar though.
Yeah,
but I did get a scholarship offer in football, but I turned it down for the theater scholarship.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
we could have told you that you weren't going to be a good handyman after that move. You chose the theater scholarship over the football. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Right.
Have you asked him to do a lot of stuff, and he's just unable to do it, Lindsay?
In the past, and then I just said, you know what, just hire somebody for all this.
I'm on board with that. If you can afford to pay somebody to do it, just have them do it.
Yeah.
So that used to be my thing. I can't say that anymore, though.
Yeah. Well,
because I don't have the money and I'm not handy. So that actually does spell loser.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Lindsay told us yesterday that she spent the weekend or part of the weekend putting up all of her Christmas decorations and getting it decorated all Christmassy before Thanksgiving, because her family does what do you call it?
Thanksmas.
Mm-hmm. Because some of her family lives away, and so when they're here for Thanksgiving, they do their Christmas exchange of gifts and all of that. But a lot of people put up Christmas decorations way before people used to put up decorations. And Riggins, you're one of those advocates for that. You're like, celebrate Christmas as long as possible. Why not? Right?
Yeah, as long as it's in November, right? I'm okay with it.
So you wouldn't want them going up in September or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, a lot of people do. A lot of people, as soon as Halloween's over or right before Halloween, they'll even start putting up decorations. Well, psychiatrists and psychologists now are saying that that could be a sign of narcissistic behavior. Oh. So if you're singing the praises about, I'll put it up, I don't care what anybody says, I'm putting it up sooner than everybody else, it doesn't matter, I put my Christmas tree up the day after Halloween, whatever. Because psychologist who's a decorated psychologist.
Decorated.
Dr. Carmen Hara said that narcissists derive a sense of high satisfaction from being the center of attention, from being praised and applauded. It makes sense, then, that these character traits can easily be fulfilled by turning one's house into a winter wonderland for the entire neighborhood to admire.
Okay.
And that decorating early may fill a void, making people feel happy when they otherwise wouldn't. But it also gives people a chance to show off or paint a picture of the perfect family. So it's like, oh, you're doing it way before everybody else is doing it, so you get more attention. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, I love it, or, girl, you're way too early to be decorating for what happened to Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting attention is what she says.
Right.
Good or
positive
bad.
Positive or not, yeah.
Right. And she's also saying that it doesn't mean that you have narcissistic personality disorder. It just means that you have the traits of a narcissist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at me. Mm. Yeah. I'm decorating before anybody else. My Christmas decorations are, I've got so many. I have to get started so early in the year because my house is always the one in the neighborhood that gets the most attention and people expect it from me. And all of those types of things.
I kind of see where she, but also, heaven forbid you be happy longer. Way to turn it negative. Yeah. You know?
But it's the war on Christmas. That's what it is. I mean, they're just calling you a narcissist if you want to start decorating early. They're coming after you.
Heaven forbid you want to celebrate baby Jesus. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're a narcissist. Forbid. You're stupid.
You have to be this under attention.
But they're also saying that the people who do that are godless, and they're not doing it for baby Jesus. Oh. They're doing it, you know, in a way to, like, they're also the type of people that decorate the most for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's me. It's me.
I made that last part up. Okay. It's just that mental health professionals always have to have somewhere to step in.
Right.
Yeah. What can I do to step in and get my name out there and get more people in here for treatment and medicine?
Yeah. Guess what? I just told the world that you're a narcissist if you decorate for Christmas. It's everywhere. It's on TMZ.
No more Christmas. No more Christmas.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
A very wise man years and years ago said, have you ever noticed that people who say I don't do drama are usually the ones who are always have some kind of drama going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is that type of person. But she's telling you just how super chill she is.
I'm not dramatic. I'm actually super chill as long as I have complete control over literally everything at all times and nothing goes wrong and everything runs smoothly and I never make mistakes and everything happens exactly how I imagine it in my brain. So yeah, as long as that happens, I'm really chill, super cool, and there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
Okay.
That was a lot to take in.
Super chill as long as everything goes my way.
Yeah.
I can relate though.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 There's no drama unless any of those things go wrong.
Yeah, unless I face even the smallest bit of adversity, then it's disaster.
Exactly. Right. And some bad news for Tropicana. I didn't even realize this because I don't drink orange juice that often. But they said that they've changed that cajafe-shaped bottle that they had into a regular shaped bottle, and since they've done that, then their sales have plummeted.
I believe it.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know how expensive it is to get orange juice in the grocery store? Because that stuff doesn't need to be refrigerated, but it costs so much to get it in the refrigerated section because it gives you the impression that it's crisp and clean and fresh.
Uh-huh.
So it's the orange juice industry is wild.
Yeah.
I know. So, but how can changing the shape of the bottle make that big of a difference? So you're not using the cajafe shaped bottle anymore.
And maybe people just don't recognize it, so they're not picking it up.
It looked fancy. Yeah. If you buy a bottle of Simply Orange, it's elegant looking. I mean, it looks like you're buying a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Right.
So if you just go to like a 2-liter soda bottle kind of style, they're going to be like, oh, that's garbage.
Well, and now people are looking for all natural and no sugar. I mean, maybe you should change up the look of the front. Mm-hmm. The label.
Yeah, my little friend Jenny drinks the only thing other than beer that she drinks that has alcohol in it is orange juice with vodka and a splash of Sprite.
Mm.
And we brought her some like special from a farmer's market kind of orange juice one time, and now she won't go less than that.
Oh, geez.
Gotta be so freshly squeezed.
Yeah, yeah.
I like my orange juice from the farmer's market.
Yeah. But,
so,
oh, great.
So then Jody has found the places that have the kind that we got that day.
Yeah.
And so she's tracking it down all over. And they don't sell it in big containers.
Yeah.
They just sell it in the small 16-ounce containers and stuff. So she's buying a bunch of those.
I can't blame her. Regular orange juice is just, ugh.
Yeah, you don't like it.
No, you need the fresh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you a pulp?
If it's fresh, I like it, you know, pulpy kind of, but not just in the Tropicana jug. No.
Yeah.
Like my kids love just because it's straight sugar. I mean, let's be honest.
But, you know, I don't want any pulp in it.
No pulp.
No. Oh. If I do drink orange juice, I want it. But I don't like Sunny D either.
No, Sunny D is not good.
Oh, I used to love that when I was little, though.
Yeah.
It's just sugar, too.
Yeah. Teg D Rob still loves it.
Oh, well,
that'll tear up some Sunny D.
That makes sense.
Hates orange juice. Loves Sunny D.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
I heard Lindsay.
Yeah.
In the microphone there.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
We're going to have to do this all over.
Oh.
No.
She's ruined. Let's start from the top, people.
We can't do that.
Start from the top.
Well, having drainage. Oh, just sounds so gross.
That's the worst word ever.
I know.
Is drainage worse than oozing?
No.
No, I think
oozing is worse.
Yeah. Pussy.
Seeping.
Seeping bad. Yeah, all that stuff is really bad.
Oozing worse than just the noun form of ooze?
Yes. It's actively oozing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening now. I'm watching that thing on your face. It's oozing.
Ew, yeah.
That's how I picture it anyway. It's always on the face.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the way, you're oozing.
You watch too much Pimple Popper.
Yeah. I've still got a little ooze on your face.
Ew.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh.
There's another one. There's another one I think that tops them all, but I'm not going to say it because we're not on Extra Funny, just a podcast or something. I don't want to throw it out on the radio.
It's a bad word?
Huh?
What do you mean?
No, it's just so gross. It's just so gross, yeah. Y'all want me to pull the microphones down and say it real fast?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But it's a real term. I mean.
I know.
But. Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, I don't ever want to say
agreed.
It.
Please right. don't say it.
But it's a real word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Yesterday's show, we were talking about the end of a relationship or what should be the end of a relationship in today's times. Some people agreed, some people disagreed, so we'll let you come up with your own decision. Next on the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR, and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.